You're listening to Cocktail Corner on 95BFM.
Great time of the week.
Ooh-wee. Now, this is quite a special edition of Cocktail Corner because we've gone into the BFM cupboard where the spirits and liqueurs are hidden. We've pulled out every single bottle that we had up here.
It's quite a few.
And we're going to make a couple of drinks with what we've got.
Yeah.
Sort of improvise.
We're going to get weird. We're going to kick off with a tiny teeny though, because it's not Cocktail Corner without a tiny teeny at some stage.
I think we need to make a Drive Island iced tea.
We can call it Drive Island iced tea.
That's where we're going with this.
But it's the next cocktail can totally, I think listeners, we need some input on this one.
Yeah, fair enough. So what's going on now? You've gone right in.
I'm just going to get this tiny teeny out of the way, because I feel like we all need a tiny teeny.
It's got a good ring to it.
It's Thursday.
For some reason, BFM has got some minuscule wine glasses up here.
They look like port glasses, so someone was clearly quite bougie in the annals of B.
Our selection of glassware up here is very hodgepodge, mostly donated by Glengarry and Hancock's over the last 3 years.
So yeah, we're just tiny teening it up. So if you remember the espresso martini recipe from roughly 4 weeks ago, that's what we've done.
Excellent. It's a little coffee,
little pick-me-up before we start getting into the intense stuff.
What would you call the shake that you just did? It's kind of like it's an action from the elbow.
It's what I'd call a hard shake.
Yeah.
But it's a one-hand hard shake because I'm not one of those weird dudes who holds it with two hands and tries to go Goku on it.
Okay.
Fair enough. Yeah.
I do. I double grip.
Oh, this is looking like a creamy little boy.
John there admitting to the double grip.
Double grip. All right.
Looks cute.
Tiny teenies.
All right.
So I think we need to just, in the honour of what you do with a tiny teeny, we need to smash these.
Like a shot?
Yeah. Mine doesn't have a little coffee bean on it.
So because it's a functional beverage.
I want to sip this. I don't want to guzz it hard.
Okay, you can do what you want. You can do what you want.
See at the bottom, Gwilym.
Did you put your mouth around the whole glass? Like,
what else do you do? If you can't do it without hands, should you be drinking it?
Have you ever watched anyone else have a drink?
That is delicious.
Wait, we need to talk about the way that Gwilym drank that. You put the whole glass in your mouth.
Yep.
I'm pretty sure the top lip went over the top bit of the glass.
Is it illegal?
Not, not.
Is it illegal?
That technique is ripping.
It's way faster.
It's a small.
It's about a V-can glass.
It's a miniature.
That was
wine
just
glass.
Caught me by surprise.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah.
Is that the quick brown fox?
That is the quick brown fox. That is the harpoon. That is the Tito's vodka. Hard shake it. Strain it. You're ready to go. I'm just going to get rid of the ice out of this, and then we're going to get into weird town.
Okay. We'll sip on our parrot dog.
Somebody's picking up Splore vibes from the last half hour.
Really?
Yeah. Which is great.
I mean,
Splore's a good time.
We've all been to Splore. It is a wonderful time, actually.
How's it shaped up? Is it?
So I think it's sold out.
What's the
lineup? I would love to go. I would love to go again.
All right.
You play one doof doof drink and everyone's just kind of loses their shit.
Everyone's just had a little bit of an icky and...
Friday tomorrow, man.
All right.
Okay. Well, sorry.
So it's as we said, we raided everything we had up here.
Find those East Imperials?
No, I brought those from home.
I kind of usually take that stuff home myself.
Yeah, yeah. I was gonna say Caitlin always claims it. So we're gonna put a little bit of a splash in there in the glass. So we've got some iced up BFM tall glasses already. So we're gonna put in about 75 mils.
That's a bit weird. That's going in first. Can I just say?
There's method in my madness.
No, totally. I'm just saying, I like to point out when something's a bit new to me.
We just want it to defuzz a bit, because we want it to be about half full.
Are you wearing the Flying Nun Records shirt in solidarity for the others' way? Not going ahead.
Well, it's actually, I was more worried about Red Bar, to be honest.
Right on, man. I appreciate that. I'm glad that you brought that up, because I didn't want to bring it up.
We didn't want to break it to others' way, but
Red Bar's going ahead.
Red Bar, you can get your tickets refunded to Red Bar.
We will accept last year's Red Bar, Others Way tickets to get you into Red Bar 8 when it does happen. Mm. You can hold on to those tickets.
Red Bar 8 is just sort of, we're waiting for things to drop down to level 1.
You also can get into Red Bar for free, so that's worth considering when you're holding on to your Others Way ticket.
Anyway, so after we pour the yuzu in, we've actually layered now some Parrot Dog XPA on top of the yuzu lemonade.
Okay.
Whoa, down a rabbit hole.
You're going crazy.
This is a traffic light of sorts right now.
We are going to be making the most adult of Shandy, Long Island, I don't know what we're going to call this. We've got to have some pineapple and then we've got some peach in there.
That's a good Parrot Dog,
Eastern
by the
Imperial,
way.
Eastern Imperial Parrot Dog XPA.
This XPA is... It's,
yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So we're going to kick this off. So we're going to be making three of these bad boys in one shaker. So you're going to be looking for 20 mils of vodka per drink. So I'm going to chuck in 60.
Just finishing off my teeny now, by the way.
Good man. Good man. All right. Now that we've got that in there, we're going to add in the same volume of Helmsman spiced rum. So another 60 mils of rum.
Great rum. Actually, we've been making the cocktail from last week.
It's a good looking bottle, by the way.
It's tidy. I'm on board.
Yeah, it's just kind of like clean and.
And then we're going to pour in some of Matt Thompson's moonshine with we're going to put in 60 mils of Victor Gin.
Matt Thompson. Why did we call it the Matt Thompson moonshine?
Is it kaffir lime? Is it the kaffir lime?
It's totally the kaffir lime and lemongrass in this. What makes it slap?
Kaffir lime. Can I just have a little sniff? Whiff of that.
All right, and then we're going to be hitting it with about 45 mils of pineapple liqueur.
Make sure we cop the pop, guys, if you pop in things, please.
45 mil of the Da Kaipa pineapple.
The Da Kaipa pineapple.
Can you re-pop the Victor's, please, John? The Foley. Yo, that's pirate pop.
Mm. There we go. All right, and now we're going to hit it with 45 mils of the peach tree schnapps.
You're in love with this at the moment, by the way.
I'm a good time with this. Like, peachy.
We're gonna get peach tree.
Go on, Gary.
Okay.
Peachy. All right. So we're gonna squeeze 1.5 lemons.
Massacre in there.
Yeah, because this was a surprise this morning. I
are you worried about seeds? Or are you?
Well, I got a strainer. I don't have a fish slice.
Okay. Man, I was mucking around with a lemon the other day and I was having trouble with how many seeds were in a day. It was blowing my mind. I was getting a little upset about how many seeds were in a lemon and I realized, you know what, I need to have a sit down.
The other trick is to buy Yen Ben lemons, which don't have seeds.
I don't like that either though, you know, that's a little bit weird. You know what I mean? Like, I just want the normal lemons from back in the day with a couple of seeds in them and I get on with my life.
That's my issue with limes. Like, well, you can't sit there and go, where are the seeds in the lime? How do you grow lime trees if you don't get seeds from limes?
That's why they're so expensive.
Exactly.
You got to find the ones with seeds in them. They breed them out.
For those of you that sort of just picked up on that little fish slice comment from Gwilym, I sent him a text this morning. I was like, oh, mate, you came for Cocktail Corner. And I was like, oh, sorry, I don't have anything on me. I was like, don't worry, mate, we've got all the kit. We've got a shaker and a fish slice so we can strain it.
So I brought a strainer and a jigger with me.
Hey! Bottom End brought to you by King Tubby this evening.
All right, so now that we've shaken that bad boy up, we're going to strain it over the shandy on ice that we've got going on top.
You haven't put that much beer in there, though. The beer's just kind of to go...
A yuzu shandy?
It's just to skew the whole situation to the left a little bit.
A little bit. Shandy.
You're gentle with the pour. He's trying to do something. We're going to bust through. Yo, what is happening?
Right. So we should still have three layers there.
Kind of just saw a little bit pop right through, though, in like a weird spiritual moment. This music perfectly describes what the pour looks like, by the way.
All right. Now we've... I put the mint plant.
Oh, yes.
Okay. So... Yeah, this isn't my most even. I haven't made a Long Island iced tea in a long time. My technique's bad.
Hey, you know the other day, John, when you brought some mint up from your garden?
Mm.
You know how I was around at your house just recently?
Mm.
I noticed you've actually got fucking heaps of mint, and you were real stingy about how much mint that you brought up.
I don't know how much to bring in.
You've got a lot there. You should have brought more. You can never have too much mint, can you, Gwilym?
No. Mint is a solid, solid choice. So we've hit it with a little bit of mint.
Is it not your mint? Is it kind of like someone else's mint, a little bit?
No, it's my mint.
Okay, cool.
It's growing wild in the garden.
Yeah, so. Wild mint. You can do what you want. Hey, it's your mint.
It's mint.
Mint.
So we've got a little pear fan going on here because the pears look real good today.
That's adorbs. Oh, man. Somebody take a photo of that immediately.
Gwilym, the Long Island iced tea, is that basically anything goes with what sort of booze you put in? Is it just based on a shandy where it's like a lemonade, a bit of beer?
Long Island iced tea is super, super, has like a, you know, it's one of those sort of storied old school cocktails. Basically, a bartender... had someone come up and goes, make me something hard, make me something strong, I don't know what I want. So the bartender took everything white in his speed rail and tequila, poured it into a shaker and goes, fuck, I'll add some lemon. And he goes, shit, what am I going to do this? So happened to have half a glass of Coke poured over ice with him next to him. So he goes, oh shit. So he shook it, poured it over the half glass of Coke, and it doesn't split. So they got the Coke in the bottom, you got the island glass tea on top, and you go, oh, and then when you stir it, it goes the colour of iced tea.
Oh. But yeah. Also quite a powerful drink.
It's a death nod.
This is a powerful drink.
Well, I hope so. We haven't tried it yet.
Okay, John. Don't stick up for the drink, mate. It's all right. Like, we're going to have it in a minute. Don't.
Yeah, this is. I'm just giving you some heads up, mate. Have you seen how much booze has gone into this?
A little bit of beer. A bit of beer, a bit of yuzu.
All right. Let's get stuck in, boys.
Yuzu is the shit, apparently, from Rob Rips.
Look at that little three-way we've got going on there with that little layering. Like, it makes me happy.
Yuck, but okay, give it a look. Are you trying to take photos? Sorry, mate. This is a massive drink, can I just say how big the drink is?
Definitely getting the mint on the nose.
Mint and pear coming through nice there.
It takes a little dissecting.
It's quite pleasant.
Reminds me of like Golden Circle something.
If I had a massive Golden night and I was like, all right, everyone come back to my house, we're going to have heaps of cocktails, and I put this up for everyone, I would think I was the bomb.
I think people would be pretty chuffed with it, and I think like, so
you wouldn't. You would just use a little bit of mint. You wouldn't probably use enough mint.
So I'm going to give it a little stir now, just so I can get the yuzu and the beer flavour through. So as this is a layered sitch, you kind of need to give it, break up that little those little layers of.
I want the mint to go in and all around, eh?
Can you? Don't want to be drinking straight rocket fuel.
Yeah. Get in there, fucking yo. Now we're in kind of mojito town, where I like to be.
Yeah.
Oh, the pear has dropped to the bottom.
And that yuzu and the beer is coming through quite nicely.
The pear tannic. That's what it's called. We did need a name.
It's
if somebody wants to name
clean.
This crazy drink.
It's like dry.
Can you describe exactly what just happened, Will, to everyone so they can name the drink?
So we put a whole lot of random stuff we found in a cupboard in the shaker.
The beer's just gone. The beer is doing what I want the beer to do, by the way.
A little bit of bitterness.
Yeah, it's just
dries
like,
it out.
It's just like a prang.
Little tang in the back there. Yeah. I'm happy with that, considering I had no idea what I was going to be putting in there and just bought a pear and a lemon.
You don't remember what you did, eh?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I can go back through it. So 20 mils of vodka, 20 mils of gin, 20 mils of rum.
Should we take the phone?
Let's take the call.
Do you remember what was in the drink? Or?
Yo, hey, what about calling it the pear tannic because it goes down so well?
No, that's kind of what I just said. Yeah, but that was a good idea. Thank you.
Great. I think if two people are thinking it, it's solid.
Yeah.
Were you actually just genuinely just thinking the same thing?
Yeah.
That's beautiful, man.
Yeah. Great minds think alike.
Fuck yeah, man. You have a good day.
Same to you, brother.
I'm not sure if he was a plant or not, eh?
Sounded like a pretty, like a good plant. You know?
Mint plant.
That was Caitlin out in the office.
Blocking a nose. Could have been a little block nose, Caitlin.
But yeah, so basically 20 mils of rum, 20 mils of vodka, 20 mils of gin, and then 15 mils each of the pineapple liqueur and peach liqueur.
When do you put the love in? Just in and around?
The love just, it's just there. If you're making it for people you like, there's got to be love there. You know, it's like when you cook for someone, there's love there. When you make a cocktail for someone, there's love there.
And cross your arms, John.
There's many layers to this drink.
Figuratively and literally.
It has literally just changed profile.
Do you know what I like about it? There's enough mint in there. Yeah, and that's what I appreciate.
I know I'm getting hungry for Christmas. More mint plants.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I've got one right here. You can have them take home with you.
This is bloody good.
The ones that you buy from the shop never succeed.
Oh.
What's up with that?
No, I've had one which I've kept alive for 3 years, so.
Shame on me.
Yeah. You just have a nice sunny windowsill.
Damn it.
And repot them and give them plant food. There's admin. A lot of admin.
I'm going to put my mint next to my mint.
Wait.
Quillen, where can we find all of these ingredients?
Then Gary will literally have every single one of these, including the quick brown fox from the first cocktail.
What about good Snap My Bitch Up?
Snap My Bitch Up.
That song is so controversial.
That's a solid option, though.
It's such a good song, but it's controversial.
Mm.
It's a B cup.
It's a B cup.
Pear tannic it is. Brilliant.
Frosty. We're going to enjoy these frosty beverages, I guess.
Thank you so much, Gwillem.
All good, guys.
Brilliant. Kind of a little bit bummed out that there's alcohol lying around at BFM.
Keep it safe, keep it secret.
That was Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.